This suburban Moggy is pretty much a bludger. He doesn't work, doesn't have an income. In fact, he doesn't even leave the house. He gets everything from his owner, Catherine Campbell. She had a feeling bank security was a little slack and wanted to test it out.
You know, when you try and open up an account, they want your pay slips and they want all this information from you, but to get an additional account, you don't need any of that to be verified.
Catherine already had a credit card with Bank of Queensland and applied for a second visa in Messiah, her kitty's name. And that's when she caught the bank having a catnap.
They called me probably a week later to say they needed 100 points of ID from Messiah and sent me back the application form with his credit card.
And Messiah doesn't have a driver's licence?
No.
He doesn't own a passport?
No, he's only two.
Messiah doesn't have a birth certificate?
No.
But does have a credit card.
While the bank already had Catherine's details, to issue a second card, a card she's liable for all charges on, all they needed was the actual card number, and that could have been provided by anyone.
You don't need to, to hack into phone or internet when you can just steal someone's credit card number and create a card for yourself.
In fact, had Messiah been a fraudster and not a feline, Catherine wouldn't have even known the card existed.
I wasn't notified that a secondary card had been issued. Messiah could have put a different address and the card would have been sent there and I wouldn't have known.
If it's that easy for a cat to be able to get credit, imagine what a dog could get.
Humorous, maybe, but for Scott Brower, a financial expert who spends his days getting people out of credit card debt and teaching them how to be money savvy, it's downright frightening.
Well, it certainly shows a concern both from a fraud point of view and also for other people to access money, whether it's children, whether it's partners and other members of the family, to be able to access money and then potentially spend money without the primary card holder knowing about it.
Bank of Queensland today apologised for the mistake and are investigating how Messiah the Moggy even got a visa in the first place. His credit card has now been cancelled. So too has Catherine's.